Well, something the exact opposite of an idyll is about to happen at the Four Seasons Center. Their production of Richard Strauss's opera Elektra opens tomorrow night. And with me here on the Oasis is soprano Susan Bullock, who is singing the role of the mother, Clytemnestra. Susan, thank you for coming.
I'm happy to be here. Hello.
And you have to get closer to the mic.
Okay.
Oh, and I have to turn on the mic instead of the CD player. There you go. All right, try that now. There we go. Hello, Susan. Thank you for coming
Hello.
To the Oasis.
Hello. It's lovely to be here.
So I had said, shouldn't you be on vocal rest today, the day before the big opening? And your response was?
Well, I try and be a normal person, really. Obviously, I'm not going to go out screaming and dancing all night long. But no, I mean, we've had a couple of days since the dress rehearsal, so there's been a bit of vocal rest.
Well, I'm glad you were able to come by. So, Elektra, this is... I mean, Strauss and Hofmannsthal have created such light, beautiful, magical stuff together. And here is this dark, dark, dark piece, musically and dramatically, and way darker than Sophocles' Elektra. Like, what a drama.
It is an amazing piece. I think, you know, the fact that we've got 110 people in the orchestra sort of gives you an idea of the scale and the intensity of it. And the sound world is something that you don't find anywhere else. It's very, very particular, very dramatic use of the instruments. The story, as we know, is pretty intense. And it's one of those nights that you get in 100 minutes, everything. Love, death, cheating, murders, whatever. You know, it's all there.
Well, this opera is almost your home away from home. You've sung it 18 times now, 17 times as Elektra. This time,
yes,
you're singing the mother, your Clytemnestra.
Yes, I've been in 17 different productions all over the world of Elektra, including one here in Toronto in 2007, where I sang Elektra. And now I'm coming back to sing the mother.
And at that time, Christine Gurka sang the sister, Chrysotomis, and now she's singing
Elektra. She wasn't the sister here with us in Toronto, but we did it together in Florence, the Maggio Musicale, and we did it also in Washington, D.C. So we've all moved up a generation since the last time we worked together.
So what is it like switching roles?
Well, at first I was a bit, a bit nervous, a bit apprehensive about something that's basically been in my DNA for 20 years. That I wouldn't go and sing all the wrong lines, but, you know, to be in one big scene rather than being in the whole opera is a bit of a gear change. But actually, this role of Clytemnestra, she's a very troubled, paranoid person with nightmares because she was responsible for the death of Agamemnon, which is Electra's father, her husband, and she had him murdered. And so she's haunted and terribly distressed. And, you know, that in itself is something to try and find as the character. So it's been a full-time job. It's not just a one-scene wonder. It is really quite an intense 20 minutes of the piece between the two of us, between Elektra and myself, where all my inner anxieties and stress comes out and fear. And she reels me in. And it's... been so interesting to be on the other side of Elektra, you know, to be on the receiving end of Elektra rather than being the Elektra giving it out all the time. And you hear music in a different way when you're not singing it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there are moments you think, oh gosh, yes, that's an amazing bit.
So to portray a character that is this troubled and has done, well, they've all done horrible things. I mean, the father killed one of the sisters and then the mother killed the father. I mean, So how do you, I mean, obviously you have to be a strong actor, but do you draw on dark things within yourself? Like, does it...
Well, I suppose you do, not necessarily consciously, though. I think, not that I'm admitting on radio that I've gone around murdering people. No, that's not the thing.
No, I don't mean
that. But you know what I mean? It's like, I think we read things in the papers, we see things on films, that kind of... horror is around us even now. So I think, you know, you sort of subconsciously draw on your environment and on history and on novels and plays and things. You know, there are two ways of playing her, I suppose. Well, I suppose there's many ways of playing her. She could be a kind of screaming harridan, just screaming away through it. But actually, Strauss has been incredibly careful about writing the dynamics in the piece. A lot of it is incredibly quiet. Triple piano, that's super quiet.
So she's scared and vulnerable.
So she's vulnerable and broken.
Yeah.
And then she's sort of trying to cling on to whatever power. I mean, she was the queen. She's the queen. So she, you know, she's got to have some chance of showing that she's still in charge, but she's really very, very fragile. So it's a very multi-layered personality.
Electra even at one point says, "You are one of the gods," doesn't she?
Oh, yes, yeah. But Electra's very clever. Electra knows exactly which buttons to press with her mother. You know, by saying, "You're one of the gods," then that makes the mother feel sort of temporarily elevated and good, and then realises that, you know, there's everything Electra says has got some other underlying method behind her, you know, in her madness. She's a clever girl.
It must be great to be doing this with a friend.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's great. It is. It is. And actually, when we got to rehearsals, you know, we didn't really talk about it much. We just did it. And it was lovely, because it's great when you work with people that you know.
Yeah.
Because all that getting to know somebody doesn't have to happen.
Yeah, you can trust them too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I had asked you, filling your whole being with this really dark experience over and over again, how do you counterbalance that? How do you stay happy? Because you seem quite happy.
Yeah, I think after all those Electras, I hope I'm quite normal. But it's a piece that lives with you and it haunts you. And there came a point with me certainly when I actually said, look, I need to have a break from this now, because I was doing it one after the other, different productions. So you just have to sort of get the happiness back in your life and in your musical life. I mean, I've often done recitals of, you know, much lighter music, or American Songbook, or, you know, just a leader recital that's got comedy numbers in it or something like that. So you keep... you keep your whole yin and yang even.
And you have a wonderful song recital coming up in the Richard Bradshaw Amphitheatre, February 19th. It'll be their 1,000th free concert.
Yes, I was thrilled asked to do that, because it was Richard Bradshaw who brought me here to Canada, to Toronto, to do The Ring when the theatre opened in 2006. So to bring that whole thing full circle to be the 1,000th is going to be really exciting.
What are you singing at this recital?
Oh, we're going to do the Wesendonck Lieder. We're going to do some Du Parc. We're going to do some English song. And we're going to do some folk songs set by Benjamin Britten, but not the English ones, not the ones that everybody knows. They're in French. And then we've got a couple of other things up our sleeve, which we'll save for the day.
And Liz Upchurch is
playing,
your
yes,
pianist.
Yes, yes.
Well, I look forward to that. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Oh, and you're very welcome.
You know, break a leg and toy.
Thank
and
you. Yeah, keep normal.
Well, not too normal.
No, okay. All right.
Susan Bullock has been my guest on The Oasis. She is singing the role of Clytemnestra in the COC production of Richard Strauss's Electra, which opens tomorrow night at the Four Seasons Centre, runs for 7 performances. Get your tickets at coc.ca.